Thank you. Thank you all for being here. Good to see some of you again. My name is Devin. I am today with you from New England, just outside Northampton, Massachusetts. My home mostly is in California, the Bay Area, Berkeley, California, to be exact. I'm going to get started right in on the meditation. I'll set it up a little bit with a little bit of something to do, and as we're going along, we'll offer some more instruction as well. Okay. So the first thing actually I would like to ask you to do, there's a little bit of an exercise. It's called 3-2-1 senses, as in our five senses, that really brings us into the direct experience of our present moment. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes if that's comfortable for you to do, and raise and lower the shoulders, maybe unclench the jaw. Relax the brow, relax the belly. Maybe take one or two, probably deeper breaths than you normally do. And then noticing, so I'll ask you to see, open your eyes then, and notice three things that you can see around you, wherever you are, three things that you can see around you. And then I'll ask you to notice two things that you could touch, whether that's your hair or hands, elbows, the ground under your feet, the desk, two things that you can touch. And then noticing one thing that you can hear, focusing on the external noises. That could be the sound of my voice, it could be a car driving nearby. Ticking clock, hum of a electricity lights, fridge, dog barking. And now again, if it's comfortable with eyes closed, it doesn't have to be done with your eyes closed, but with eyes closed, if you're sitting, sit and know that you're sitting. If you're lying down, know that you're lying down. And continuing to relax the body as you can, using contact points, whether that's knowing your feet on the ground, knowing your hands clasped together, sense of the back against a pillow or a cushion, and keep coming back to those contact points as I offer a little bit of instruction here. Reflection. So there's a well-known Buddhist monk named Ajahn Sumedho, who has this very simple and profound teaching that I believe gets right to the point, helping to overcome reactivity, stress, anxiety, the really simple phrase or mantra, some would call it. Right now, it's like this. And normally in our daily life experience, if something's got a little bit of sugar to it, if it's kind of sweet, if it's easy, if it's pleasant, of course, we're all over it. But if it's slightly unpleasant or bitter, then we're out of there. And we kind of ride this merry or not so merry-go-round all day long, right? Such as it is in this life. So in our meditation practice, we're not actually trying to make things turn out the way that we want them to happen. We're trying to get to know what is actually happening as it is. And so calm and peace and ease and happiness are actually byproducts of knowing things as they are. And I believe Mick Jagger and the Stones said it best, you can't always get what you want. But you can always drop this mantra, this phrase into the mind stream to cut through the noise. Right now, it's like this. So rather than focusing on what you don't like in your experience currently, you can relax, lean back, and say, right now, it's like this. You're not saying it's okay or that you're cool with whatever's happening, not at all. You're saying it feels like this. This is what it is right now. And the mind can coexist without freaking out or melting down. What right now it's like this doesn't say is all of the extra, the content, the story, the drama, the filler. It's not saying one should be less agitated or disappointed or sad or angry or that someone else is right or that one is free or not free. It's simply saying at this moment, it's like this. And the phrase could quite possibly give one enough space, enough of a pause to actually do your practice, do your meditation practice without the cast of extras. Doing so right in the middle of whatever is happening. So right now, I want you to notice the body almost from the inside out, if possible, in whatever posture you're in, sitting, walking, standing, lying down. And notice whether there is some relaxation there, calm, agitation, tightness, sleepiness, numbness, whatever it is, not fighting it, noticing and making space to receive whatever your experience is. Right now, it's like this. So I invite you to continue on and connect with the simple experience of breathing in and breathing out with as much simpleness, kindness, tenderness, gentleness that you can. And we do this by using a very soft, light mental note, mental label. So we would be breathing in, breathing out, and simply count one, breathing in, breathing out, counting two, count up to five, and back down again. If you get tripped up right now, it's like this. And we begin again. If breathing in this way is a challenge or too difficult at the moment, then perhaps we can use those touch points, those contact points, noticing the eyelids touching, notice the lips touching, notice hands touching, feet on the ground, bottom on a cushion, back of the knees touching a chair, parts of the body that come into contact with other objects. Right now, it's like this. We sit and know that we're sitting. Continuing to relax the body, softening, widening, and deepening. Every now and then we drop in that mantra. Right now, it's like this. We could be noticed the breathing in and breathing out, and gently counting one, could know the experience of sitting, the experience of the body breathing, expanding and contracting. We continue to develop a meditation or practice in this way. Sometimes we begin to notice if we can be okay with whatever isn't okay. Sometimes it allows us to relate to whatever is happening internally and externally as just sensations arising and passing, coming and going. Knowing that it is what it is and nothing more. The mind is busy right now. It's like this. Mind is sleepy. Noticing that right now, it's like this. Even if it's something pleasant or going well, they can still be skillful to say right now, it's like this, and enjoy relaxing. Is further training the mind to incline towards relaxing and accepting what's happening right now. No need to cling to what's happening or not happening or reject what's happening or not happening. Okay, for these last just few minutes before we close, we can turn our attention, directing it to our heart center. I'm just offering this metta or loving kindness or well wishes for those affected by the storm or difficulties right now. I'll offer these metta phrases and we can just feel them, so it's really connecting to the intention with the phrases. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be safe and protected. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be safe. Protected. May you find ease. we can offer these same metta, these loving kindness phrases for ourselves or friends or family. May we be happy and peaceful. May we be safe and protected. May we live with ease and well-being. May we all know peace and the causes of peace. May we know joy and the causes of joy. And gently allowing yourself to find a contact point and gently open the eyes and come back into the room.